what the bank valued at the time of the sale. And within 2 years, I mean, we've gutted the house, and we're going to put floor coverings and another outbuilding, a shop, and there'll be different things over the next 2 years. It'll be right back to that evaluation or above in 2 years'
right.
time.
And for us to do it right, I think that we have to do it like you would rough in a house on percentage. If it was considered, you said they had gutted the inside of it, so it would be like a rough end type house on the what you figured the price is, percentage wise. And Chuck might do that. I mean, he might go down to 90% depreciation, mm-hmm. or 70 or 80% depreciation to get the structural value, because you're going to leave the structure there, right?
Yeah.
It's going to go on the inside.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
you
the
see
value
that
of
they
the property
started.
Added to it. Mm-hmm. Am I right about this, Jeff? Is that the way that you'd go about something like that?
I mean, it's what the market will bear, and the market bore $38,000 this year, right? You bought it this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I mean, it is a double wide, isn't? And I assume it's on a permanent foundation.
It is on a permanent foundation.
Because
you know, at one time the house was, you know, it was a pretty nice place. I've talked to Rick Brown. He's a realtor, and his ex-in-laws used to own the place, and pretty nice house. You know, it just takes a couple of people to turn it into a dump. That's what.
So he didn't have cabinets?
Didn't have lower cabinets. The bank, they told me they had water leak under there for years, and particleboard for the floors. You can see where they pulled the cabinets out, replaced the flooring underneath it. So that's the way I've got it.
And that's why you bought it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like this.
I say after you get all set up and go back out and raise it back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Like I said, it's not going to happen, you know, this year. It won't be completed fully this year, probably next. But you can see where I had actually started this. We took the tub out. It had a garden tub, and we're putting in a walk-in tile shower. But you can see the shape that was in when we got it.
But here's what I'm saying, Chris, and I don't, mm-hmm. maybe it's, we're going to have a land value if you got 5 acres, and
right.
we're going to have a structural value.
Mm-hmm.
And if they both total up to $38,000, that's fine with me, but we got to figure out how we're going to do that. You already got that figured out, Chuck, how you're going to do that?
No, when you,
because
if you give me a value, we'll make it work.
Okay, here's the deal. Whenever he improves the house, when he improves the structure, that value goes up. The property itself will remain at a certain value.
Gotcha, right.
But from looking at that, the structure, I'm going to say you're going to use it like a depreciation type deal, and you could be, say, that's 85 or say 80% or 90% depreciated from whatever you figured that.
Well, my tax person wanted me to give assign a value to each, and I told 25 for the land and 13 for the structure is how come on if you split that 38 up. And of course, the land's not going to go up in value, only if I add the structure to the land. But the structure itself will go up.
Hey, that's fine with me, as long as you do it that way, so you can raise the house whenever it's completed,
right?
Yeah.
And you don't move the structure.
Yeah, and that's fair. And that's fair. I'm just looking for any help, you know, I couldn't get.
Because that structural value is not worth $65,000.
No.
Land value is definitely at least worth 15, if probably a hair more, being 5 acres.
Well, I wouldn't have bought the property at all if it was just a double wide on a lot. It's 5 acres I was after.
Right.
So, you know, right. to have a
little. Now, what'd you say, 25 and 13?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be satisfied with that?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a motion that we set the land value at 25 and the structural value at 13.
Yep. Sorry.
Is that fine?
Yep.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's my motion.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed?
I get five ayes.
I guess we got five. I'm sorry. I didn't hear. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate watching the wheels of justice.
That's in the other building.
Have a good day, folks.
Yes. Is this one going to be in person?
Seth is. Oh, they've marked both on here.
Well, we got some folks.
Oh, good. Mr. and Mrs. Dill?
Yes.
We are ready for you.
Okay.
The opinion of market value on this one is $230,000. I don't see a purchase price.
That's not a purchase. We've owned it since new.
Since brand new?
Mm-hmm. Well, how much did you purchase it for?
$369,000.
That was never, like you said, purchased new in, how long ago was that?
06?
06.
06.
And you're recommending what again?
232.
And what's your square footage and where you at? And you're in, where you at in the landing?
1450. We're on the fifth floor. We're on the back side. We don't face the lake.
Okay, but are you on the north side or south side?
Building
of the
10 is the one right there by the, on the...
It's 10504. It's at the south side.
So south side,
I think that's down. The south side.
Okay, that's what we consider, you know, that's the Mason-Dixon line, then south side, north side, yeah.
Because didn't we look at one yesterday? It was building 9.
Yeah.
And at one of the comps was building 10. What are we doing on one?
No, you're all the way at the end, so you're not overlooking anything, are you?
That's
you're overlooking the parking lot.
We're overlooking the convention center. And the train station. I mean, that's basically what ours faces in the back.
Yeah, I'm saying what?
You have yesterday's, Mike?
What?
You have yesterday's?
Yeah.
Do you have any comparables?
Yes, I provided those when I was here a month ago.
With sales in 14 and 15.
What did we set that net yesterday?
I'm trying to figure out, is it 284, is that what we said it at?
Yes, we did.
220.
284. Same. That was a hair more square footage.
Which one?
The floor plan is what we have.
Two bedroom, two bath, which is the most common. Four, I think the exact square footage was 1458 when we bought it.
The square footage yesterday on that one was 995 or something, wasn't it? But I'm willing to go.
No, it was 1607 square feet yesterday in Branson Landing. It wasn't.
What did you have in yours?
That's what?
284.
Oh, 1607 yesterday.
Yep, 284.
This one's 1607.
And then there's as far as 262.
That comp is from 13. They've,
that's what
they're doing a little bit better than 2013.
Yeah.
We had one from 13, one from 14, and I know one of those is a foreclosure, but it was the same size. And then we were given one from 16. It's not, it doesn't look like that. It's just a group of listings that we've got here. And the one in 16, 209A, it was, that's not the right one. No, 310. Two bedroom, two bath, 1450 square feet. It sold for 210.
And that was when?
That was in 16. I got this from the HCW office on June the 8th.
Okay.
We set that one yesterday at 284. I'm going to make a motion. We set this one at 264.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Set at 264.
I've never gone beyond a board hearing before. Assuming I would object to that, what's next?
You'll receive a letter from the county clerk's office. In that letter, it'll explain what you can do, which is go to the state tax commission. And then you can go from there. It'll all be from the letter that came from.
Okay, it'll be in the letter, though. Okay.
Yeah, it'll all be there. You don't even have to go anywhere. They come down here.
Yeah, they'll
come down, and you can meet with them and with the assessor at, is it right here, Chuck, or do you meet with them somewhere else?
The state tax commission meets here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
May I ask a favor?
Would yes,
you care
sir.
To make a copy of what you had there in 16? Because I'm going to have to be looking at these next year.
I think we left that with you when we were here last month, Chuck. I'll show it to you, though, if you want to make
and
another
copy. Is that closed or is that active?
This is closed, I believe. Did I move it up to the top?
No, that's right.
If you have an address, if you could give it to me.
This is.
You wouldn't care. I want to make a copy.
No, not at all. No, that's what we got from the HCW office. This is what we're.
You just got this for no reason.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Be right back.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a little bit more.
Oh.
Yeah.
$100,000 difference.
Yeah. I mean. It did lower $100,000 on valuation, and
I understand.
And they are, there is more activity on those these days.
You would probably know better than I, so if I may, I'll ask another question. We have a credit score of 800.
Mm-hmm.
We've been turned down for loans on this property 3 times because it's in a mixed use scenario. Have you heard that?
And you need to go to a different lender. I mean, it's not our...
Well, we did. So have you heard that? Because I think that's affecting the value of the property. Getting a loan on it originally was no problem at all. Now nobody will touch it.
When they're talking about mixed use, they're talking about those...
Nightly rentals.
Nightly rentals next to you or something.
Well, the fact that you're near
building.
The nightly rentals and you're also in the shopping center, they call it a mixed use property. That's
right.
What the lenders call it.
Right.
You need to... Your COA needs to talk about how they fill out their condo resale cert. Makes a big difference, but you need to check with some different lenders because I guarantee there's some people that can do normal financing. Because that section is not, nightly rental is not allowed, the section that you're in.
Correct, so, absolutely.
So that, and there's Branson Landing, and then you got the different parts, but that's another.
They're mixing you in with a whole bunch instead of separating you out as non-nightly rental portion. They're saying Branson Landing and they're saying mixed use. So you need to check different. If you've got that kind of credit score, you just need to check different, somebody different. You say you can check with 3, but they're all setting you at mixed use.
Not recently, which is why I ask. Do you believe somebody would lend on it now, Jeff?
Yeah, not all lenders are the same, and they do not know the different particulars of the different condos, so...
Okay.
Yeah, definitely hunt.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay. The next one is about 2:00, and it's in person.
I want to discuss something here. We're with that. We've already voted on it, but I want to have a discussion about that. Jeff, if you have an opposition to something like that, you speak up and say what you think the value would be so this board has a reasonable idea of an adjustment that we're all considering, that we can all come to agreement on.
Gotcha.
I would have been willing to lower it a little bit, but you got to set a number somewhere.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
So when you make a motion, I can say...
Well, we can second with discussion.
Second with discussion, see, and then you can say what you
to
want to, and then I can withdraw my motion if I come
okay.
into agreement with it.
If you already made a motion, you can make another motion and have to change it lower if you want to.
We have done that in the past, but it's for
I don't think you were far off.
Yeah.
I just think he had 254... I think, right around that, I